Friday, July 3rd, 1863. Of his terrible swift sword. 1. Chamberlain. At dawn, he climbed a tree and watched the day come. He was high on the summit of Round Top, higher than any man in either army. The sky was thick and gray, smelling of heat and rain. Long mists drifted down between the ridges, lay in pools in the woods, rose toward the sun like white steam. He could see campfires burning in groups and clusters, like little cities sparkling in the mist, far, far off toward the blue hills to the east. He could look directly down on the gray crest of Little Round Top, saw the gunners there rising and stretching and heating coffee near Black Cannon. There were lights all down the Union line, a few horses moving, here and there a bugle, lights in the cemetery, a spattering of lights in Gettysburg. Here at the summit of Round Top, the air was cool. There was no wind. The odor of death was very slight, just that one pale yellow scent, a memory in the silent air. The odor of coffee was stronger. Chamberlain sniffed and hoped, but he had none. All the rations were gone. He lay back and watched the morning come. The men lay below him in a line below the crest, receding down into the trees, the dark. In the night, they had built a stone wall, had set out pickets, and taken prisoners. They had been joined at last by the 83rd Pennsylvania and the 44th New York, but they were still the extreme end of the Union line, the highest point on the field. Chamberlain kept pickets out all night, changing them every 2 hours, making them report every half hour. He did not sleep. As long as he kept moving, the pain in the leg did not trouble him, but the foot kept bleeding and annoying him. No one had any rations. They had left Union Mills with 3 days' worth, but the troops had philosophically eaten most of that first chance they got. Chamberlain searched for coffee, which he badly needed. Just before sunup, he began to get very, very tired, and so he climbed the tree and rested his legs. Dawn was always the worst time. Almost impossible to keep the eyes open. Close them, and he thought of her, the red robe. This morning, oddly, he thought of her and of his 2 children. He could see them clearly when he closed his eyes, playing at her feet like cubs. She looking up at him, smiling calmly, waiting, pouting. But they would not even be up yet, too early for them. They will sleep 2 more hours at least. And here I sit on a hill in Pennsylvania, high on a hill perched in a tree, watching the dawn come. A year ago I was in Maine, a teacher of languages. Amazing. The ways of God. Who would have thought? Well, it will be hard to go home again after this. Yesterday was... He closed his eyes. Saw the men behind the rocks, Tozier with the flag, the smoke, white faces, a scream for bayonets. Yesterday was... a dream. He almost dozed, came awake. Needs someone to talk to. Sky all thick and gray. Rain? I hope so. But no, another scorcher. They don't even know about this kind of weather back in Maine. Colonel! At the foot of the tree, Tom. Chamberlain smiled. Hey, Colonel! I got you some coffee. He held aloft a steaming cup. Chamberlain's stomach twinged in anticipation. Tom clambered up, reaching. Chamberlain took the hot cup, held it lovingly. Oh, that's fine. Where did you find that? Well, Tom grinned. Gee, you sure can't see a ways from up here, he squinted. Golly, that's the whole damn Reb Army. Don't swear, Chamberlain said automatically. He thought of yesterday. I used him to plug a hole. My brother. Did it automatically, as if he was expendable. reached out and put him there, as you move a chess piece.